97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, you know, we do all we can around here to try to help out our friends in the who are first responders. And in many cases, it'll be to help out someone, as we'll talk about a little later this morning, who's undergoing some serious health concerns right now. And at other times, it's to help out families that have been affected in the most dramatic way. And I'm talking about, of course, that Tom Smith Jr., who passed away in the line of duty many years ago, a St. Louis County police officer, and his dad has been helping stage a memorial tournament every year for many years since. And our friend Kim Kowalski is on the phone this morning. Lost her husband as well due to an injury in the line of duty. And Kim, thanks for joining us this morning.
I appreciate you guys so much taking this at the last minute the way that you did. So thank you for your support. Mark, thank you for shaving your head. I'll volunteer the next time. If you need a nickname to encourage you, we could call you Bullet Head. I like that.
But you know, some heads are meant to be bald, some are not. It was not a good look for
Kim,
me.
Kim, we could do that on the air. We could stream it live during the show. I'd be happy to do that.
I'm down for it. Okay. Of course, I want to thank the listeners because I see so many people typing in on Facebook how they support law enforcement. And we've been through it for the last, Dave Doran, all that in 2020. You kept putting us on the air with the Peace March and with the line of duty deaths. And you never give up supporting law enforcement. And it does make a difference to our psyche, especially line of duty death families, because, you know, we don't want to see that loss for naught. And sometimes it feels that way. So thank you so much.
Oh, all right. Of course.
So to get to the Thomas G. Smith Jr., he was a young man. He was only 23. His dad, a St. Louis County officer as well. His mom, Fran, wonderful human being, got a sister, Nikki. Tommy was 23, and on 12/5 of 97 at 12:17 a.m., a catastrophic, deadly car. It ran him over on the side of 55. If you see 55 in Butler Hill, that's where the roadway sign is on the 55 southbound side. His father was working that same morning, and they came to the North County precinct station and shared that information. If you ever find that interview of him and what went through his mind, it will certainly rock your world and might be worthy of a film. So they had started this in 1998. They're knocking on $250,000. Tommy was a referee for the Special Olympics as well. So you have a dual organizations that are going to receive the funds from this. It's going to be Special Olympics. And, of course, you know I'm going to say it, the Backstoppers.
That's right.
They have the South County Lima Precinct Station named after him if you ever get out that way. And then it's going to be at Forestell this Saturday. So what happens is they have 34 carts, 28 are filled. So today we have a bat phone set up with Fran, and she could fill those last six carts with up to 24 more people. If you're an individual, you can go. It's $130 on a single, and I think it was $520 for a group of four. It's a great event. They've got this down to a fine science. If you end up hungry, it's your own fault. We'll start there. If you end up thirsty, it's your own fault. We'll finish with that. But they've got the silent auction. They have all that going on in other years, and I assume it'll be this year also. There's nothing quite like bagpipes playing with the procession of the golf carts. I highly recommend that for your memory reel. Go ahead.
And I just want to point out, Kim, I know that this is coming up on the 26th,
correct,
which is going to be a week from Saturday, and they're trying to get these final teams confirmed by today, if possible, just so they can let the golf course know what to expect. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I have the bat phone number to give out because we want to make this quicker. So it's by 2 p.m. today. As far as the carts go, as far as silent auction donations, don't stop, you know, or you want to make a cash donation. Fran will probably tell you exactly how to do it. There's a way to go on a website. She can give you that. But the bat phone, here it is, 314-616-4231.
Okay. we'll be sure to get that online, too. 314-616-4231 if you want to take part in this Tom Smith Jr. Memorial Golf Tournament taking place on the 26th. It's going to be out at Incline Village, correct?
That is correct. That's in Forestdale, which is West St. Charles County. Lovely. I've been there. Lots of water if you want to, you know, like get in front of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a gorgeous course for people that haven't played out there, and of course, it's for fantastic cause. And had a chance to talk with Mr. Smith yesterday, and I know he's been working hard to get all this put together. This has been a labor of love on their part for a lot of years now, Kim.
Right. I think this is the 27th year. When you think about it, Tommy would have been 50 years old. And instead, you know, he lost his life at 23. His mom and dad and sister, they carried on with this for 27, I guess it would be, 27, 28 years.
Right.
27, yes. And 23 make 50. So, you know, it's a labor of love. They do it. And I said it's $250,000 they've managed to donate between the two benefits with Special Olympics and Backstoppers. And it's just it is a wonderful way to recognize the line of duty death, help these causes, and just have a great time.
Well, Kim, thanks for all you do as well, as somebody who's been through this as well, to keep drawing attention to it.
Yes, I appreciate you saying that. I have some parole hearings coming up for the shooter of the late husband, and you would think after this many years I wouldn't be having so much, but apparently one of the offenders has reoffended, and so he's back in. And then the other one, it's been I've had about 10 parole hearings over the last 13 years. I'm a bit tired.
Well, Kim,
so I appreciate prayers.
You bet. And thanks for your help this morning, and I hope we get those golf carts filled up.
I appreciate you so much, all of you, and the listeners as well. Drop off some silent auction, drop off some money, and just sign up for those carts. We've got 24 spots left by 2 p.m. on the bat phone. Thank you.
Kim Kowalski, thank you. We'll talk again soon. 314-616-4231. Again, 616-4231. We'll get that posted up on our Facebook page as well. If you want to give them a call and help out, we certainly will do all we can to help out. That'll be a good time.
Get more at 971talk.com.